Well, there are many reasons to spend time on the hilltop at Mount Angel Abbey. Perhaps you wanted to pray with the monks, maybe sample some of the latest brews from Benedictine Brewery. Maybe you wanted to take in the sounds of a beautiful concert. Well, you have an opportunity to do that and so much more all in one day. That is at the St. Benedict Festival coming up on July 9th. And with us today with another look at some of the sights, sounds, and tastes happening this year, it's our good friend, Brother Charles Gonzalez. Good morning, Brother Charles. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, first for our listeners, remind us, how long have you been a part of the community there at Mount Angel?
This will be my fifth year.
And we've been on hiatus for the last few years, so you have been a part of the community since there's been an in-person Benedict Festival. What do you love most about having people there on the campus?
Yeah, I love welcoming all the people here for the festival every summer. It's just an awesome opportunity for us to introduce ourselves to, you know, those friends that are have been friends with us for a while, and also an opportunity for us to make new friends. What I like about it is it allows people to see monks kind of outside of their normal routine. When someone comes to the hilltop, usually you don't see a lot of monks around except for at prayer, because we're doing multiple things throughout the day. And the festival really is encapsulates what monks do all day. And so people can see that right on our front lawn.
I am talking today with Brother Charles Gonzalez. They are busy making the final preparations for the 2022 Benedict Festival. They're inviting the whole community to join them. Brother Charles is joining us today with a few more of those details. Well, as we said in the open, Brother Charles, in the past couple of years, the festival's been virtual. And once again, you're welcoming the community back and in person to the festival. How has the planning then been different when you're trying to restart an in-person gathering versus what you've been doing over the last few years?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've had to do a lot of thinking. What was that, 2019 or whatever year it was, right? 2 years ago. You know, it's been hard to see, well, what did we do back then, right? Because we've had the videos for the past couple of years, which have produced their own special graces for sure. But I think this year, what we really wanted to focus on is how can we create a festival where people can interact with monks and really capitalize that. And so that's what's happened for this year. It's kind of been our guiding light, I guess, for the event, is to create opportunities for that. So we will have less kind of scheduled activities as we have had in the past, but we want it to be an opportunity for people to engage in, you know, personal conversations and asking the monks what their days are like, asking their vocation stories. We want to capitalize that this festival, especially because it's in person and we haven't been able to introduce ourselves like that in a couple of years.
Well, Brother Charles, you've been a big part of planning in the years past and doing those virtual video series. And this year, what have you been working on to be kind of your area where you can make sure that, well, if you're going to do something, it's Brother Charles that made sure that happened.
Yeah, it's a joy. This year, I'm helping out with the music. I've gotten to choose the jazz band. It's a local guy. He has a quartet. His name is John Deschler. He plays the trumpet and flugelhorn. And so he leads a quartet, a really nice laid-back style. So he'll be coming to play with his band. So that's been a joy to find that. And then also we'll have some music playing in the background when they take breaks. And so I get to choose that as well. And it's just such a joy. I'm a drummer. I've been a drummer my whole life. And So to be able to be in charge of music is a gift. And so I look forward to providing, you know, that really, really relaxed summer afternoon atmosphere for people to enjoy themselves and sip some good wine or try some new beer. We have four kind of experimental beers that we're gonna showcase, and so that's the idea. Have some good beer, have some good wine, and meet some monks.
Oh, well, Brother Charles, I think there are a few people here at Mater Dei Radio who would be willing to be your official special tasters of those new brews for sure at this year's festival. Well, Brother Charles, this is a festival in part to celebrate your patron, Saint Benedict. While he may have in his day not been playing too much long Jenga, his spirituality, though, is a part of Mount Angel Abbey and especially the festival. Kind of share with our listeners a little bit about that spirituality that you monks try to live every single day at Mount Angel, including the time you spend together with other people at the festival.
Yeah, that's great. So the festival is always scheduled really the Saturday closest to the solemnity of Saint Benedict, July 11th. And so that's why we're having it July 9th this year, Saturday, July 9th. And we're celebrating Saint Benedict. We're celebrating him and his call that he has given us at Mount Angel to really to welcome all as Christ. But to welcome all and to meet people and to let people know that we're here as an abbey for them. We're here to provide a space for them to come to. You know, not, when someone comes to the abbey, they're not there's not always going to be like you said, lawn Jenga or cornhole,
right?
Or jazz music played out in the front yard, I guess you could say. But we want it to be an opportunity for people to say, yeah, here's Mount Angel, and this is a place where I can come and rest a while. And that's what we're here for, and we're here to dialogue with people. We're here to listen to people, and, yeah, you know, to have a good time. The life of a Christian is not always somber. And it's not always something that's, a carrying of the cross. I mean, of course it is, but we make a big deal of really relaxing in the Lord. Every night, the monks, we have what's called recreation after dinner, and it's an awesome time to relax with the brothers. And of course, when it's nice outside, we'll play lawn Jenga in our backyard. So we want people to experience, the fullness of Christian life here in all its aspects.
Oh, I love the sound of that. Again, a game of lawn Jenga with the monks. But you're right, to be able to rest. That's what our Lord wants for us, is to be in love and rest in him. And I think a little bit of time at Mount Angel Abbey is the perfect way to rest. Remind our listeners then again about the details and the schedule of the day and where they can purchase tickets.
Definitely. So Saturday, July 9th, I invite you to St. Benedict Festival in person. It starts at noon prayer, noon to 4 p.m. At 4 p.m., we'll have a procession. We'll end with Vespers. And you can purchase your tickets online, mountangelabbey.org. And you can go to the tab that says Join Us. And then that'll be where you can purchase your tickets. It's $50 each. But that gets you a lot of good things. Catered picnic, a souvenir wine/beer glass. And two glasses of either beer or wine. So we just invite you. And just a reminder that the festival is 21 and older, and it is pet free. So those are the two things we want to remind you of. But we just hope you can come.
Again, sure to be a wonderful day. I think the perfect way to show your love and support for having a Mount Angel Abbey right here in our backyard of Portland, Oregon, well, is to go to their webpage and purchase your tickets today. Brother Charles, thank you so much for your time today. We are so looking forward to this year's festival. It'll be great to see you in person again.
Looking forward to see you all.
And again, that is Brother Charles Gonzalez. Now, the Mount Angel Abbey St. Benedict Festival, it is coming up on July 9th, begins at noon. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get straight to their webpage, purchase tickets for yourself. Please don't wait any longer. Today's the day. You should definitely be purchasing your tickets. You can find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdayradio.com.